today we're going to talk about giving or being generous. Everybody say giving. And so we want to emphasize what the Word of God tells us in this virtue of giving. And I believe this is a spiritual discipline that we all need to develop. All right, can we all stand up in our feet today as we read God's Word in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 to 3. Again, I'd like to say that based on the series that we're talking about, it always reflects the life of David, and we could learn from that based on the spiritual disciplines that David has. And so, 1 Chronicles 29, verse 1 to 3, here's what it says. And David the king said to all the assembly, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, for the palace will not be for man, but for the Lord God. Verse 2. So I have provided for the house of my God, so far as I was able, the gold of the things of gold, the silver of the things of silver, the bronze of the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, and the wood for the things of wood, besides great quantities of onyx stones for setting, antimony, colored stones, all sorts of precious stones, and marble. Verse 3. Moreover, in addition to all that, I have provided for the holy house, I have a treasure of my own of gold and silver, and because of my devotion to the house of my God, I give it to the house of my God. For this is the word of the Lord for all of us this afternoon. Let's bow our heads right now. Lord Jesus, we say thank you for who you are and what you've done and what you're doing in our midst. Lord, even as we see and check the life of David, Lord, I thank you that we could learn so much. And even as we talk about giving, I pray that we will not miss who you are. Cause us to be like you, Lord. Cause us to be a giver, a generous giver, just like who you are. And may your will be done. May your kingdom come. Bless your every person who's here today and the preaching of your word right now. Father, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen, amen. Please take your seats. The scripture that we use for the cross-training series comes from the book of Timothy, when the Word of God says that physical training is of some value, but godliness, everybody say godliness, has more value. It's more valuable than the physical training that men and women gives in. Why is that? Because of the promise of life today, and that is to come. Sinasabi po ng Bible, all right, very specific. Yung physical training po, importante po yun. Exercise, running, jogging, going to the gym, okay, have some diet, sleep right, sleep well, and all that. But don't miss the most important thing of all, which is godly training. That's why spiritual discipline is so important, to get a point. And talking about physical training, how many of you would say that physical training has value, as the Bible tells us, right? That's why, obviously, because of physical training, obvious naman, talagang wala na, sino pa magcha-champion ng NBA kung hindi talaga yung Golden State Warriors? Ano pa sinabi ng, di ba, ng LeBron na one man show versus, as LeBron says, I'm the greatest basketball player of the world. Wow. What a claim that he's the greatest basketball, and I'm not against him. That's what his comment is, and I don't agree with him. To me, it's Michael Jordan still, you know, the greatest basketball player, all right, the 80s and the 90s. But nevertheless, because of the physical training of the whole team, they won the NBA championship, all right? How many Golden State Warriors do we have here, fans? All right, so to all the Cavs, better luck. Luck, hello, next year. We'll see, okay, how the team will go, all right? Whether they're going to make a rebound or not. You know, that's physical training, and it paid off for them. Well, guess what? Godly training has of some value. And today we're going to talk about giving. Everybody say giving. Giving. All right. Ito po yung spiritual discipline na kailangan natin ma-develop. All right. And at this moment, since it's Father's Day, all right, I'd like to ask, how many dads, ilan po yung mga kanina tumayo, how many dads here You love donuts. You really love donuts. Raise up your hand, dads. Sino rito yung daddy na love the donut? Okay, nauna ho kayo, naka-yellow. Okay. Alam nyo po, since this spiritual disciplines po natin and yung giving and generosity, pa-practice po natin. Since you are a dad and you're the first one who raised up your hand, sir, we want to give you a special donut. All right, for you. All right. So palakpakan po natin. Pero ba ng microphone dyan? Microphone. Ayan. Sige. Pero kailangan ho namin kilalani kung sino kayo. Okay lang ho ba yun? Okay. Ano pong pangalan nila?
Ray Kalupig.
Ray Kalupig.
I'm a medical missionary.
Ba? Medical missionary. Yeah, so... Okay. All right. Sige. Okay na po yun. Okay na po yun. Okay. Sir, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Thank you. Father of how many?
Four.
Great. This is for you, sir. Congratulations. Grabe naman. Palakpakan natin. Ano first name ulit? Ano pong first name niyo ulit?
Medical.
Ano pong first name niyo ulit?
Ray.
Okay, so how do you want me to address you? Mr. Ray, Dr. Ray, what? Missionary
Whatever.
Ray, Pastor Ray, Apostle Ray, what?
Friend.
Okay, a friend. Okay, Mr. Ray na lang. Sir, para po sa inyo to, pakihawak yung microphone, ha? Okay. Bibilangin po natin kung ilang donuts talaga. Baka mamaya naglolo lang mga taga-tao rito sa Metro East. Tingnan natin, ilang donuts meron ng Dunkin' sa ganitong box. Alam niyo ba kung ilan? Isa lang? Sir, okay lang ba? Sirain ko na. Okay, total. Kami naman nagbigay nito. Uy, anim. Anim. So, Sir Ray, anim po yung donut. Usually kasi, di ba, pag once we receive something, di ba, we also give our tithes. Hello, tithes. You believe in tithing? I believe in tithing. We'll not be here without tithing, you know. Alright, so, pwede po bang ibigay niyo po yung isang donut sa isang... Daddy ka rin, di ba? First time nyo rito. Pwede po ba ibigay nyo yung tithe? Bigyan nyo na lang sa kanya. O, isang donut lang. So, bigyan nyo isa. Okay, isa po. Bigyan nyo po isa. Isang donut lang. Isang donut. Hindi, bibigyan ka namin. Huwag kang magbibigyan ka na. Huwag kumuha ka. Yan. Yun. Ayos. How do you feel doon sa donut po?
Salamat.
Okay. Welcome. Sa kanya ka magpasalam. Sabihin mo, sir.
Salamat pala.
Ano po sabihin nyo?
You're welcome.
Okay. Yes. Great. So, meron pang lima.
Yes.
Okay. Alam niyo po, kami ho, generous kami. You know, we want to practice generosity on your part.
Give it.
Okay lang ba? Okay. Pakihawak mo ulit. Okay lang ba, bro? Okay. Pwede po ba pakibigay nyo yung apat doon sa ibang... Mga dads ba? Ibang mga dads dito. Meron bang gusto ng donut. Ayun. Pakibigay nyo po. Pakibigay. Pakibigay po. Oh, nagtaas na kamay. Sige na, bigyan mo na, maski hindi tatay. Okay, baka hindi pa kumakain ng lunch. Bigyan nyo na ho. Sige. Ayan, makakailangan. Bigyan mo nga ho. Magtira ka na isa. Oh, isa lang. Ayun. Namili ka pa. Gusto mo yung tsokolate, ha? Okay, puro tsokolate. Meron pa ho ba? Donut? Hindi ka tatay. Tatay na bibigyan natin. Ayun. Bigyan natin isa. Ayun. Sige, pakikawa mo. Uy, papalop kita, ha? Di ba tayo nagme-meeting? Okay. Pakibigay mo doon sa ano. Para talagang galing sa inyo. Okay. Oh, may tissue pa. Galing. Oh. Para. Excuse me, since ako naman po yung leader ngayon dito. Okay lang kumain while the service is going on. Okay lang kumain, ha? Okay, you have permission. Okay, may isa po.
Practice generosity.
Eh, wala na po natira. Sir, I'd like to ask lang, how do you feel about giving and you have nothing?
I feel good.
You feel good. All right. You feel good. Palakpakan naman natin si sir. Okay. Grabe. Okay. Na-encourage kami sa inyo, sir. Sir, pwedeng tago nyo na yung box. Sa inyo na ho yan. Para at least remembrance. Ah, okay. Sige. Akin na to. Okay. Ayos. Grabe. Buti na lang. Kayo ho yung nakuha namin. Buti na lang. Taas ka ng kamay. All right. And, you know, giving is so important. But, you know, some of us somehow, whenever we give, it's either you feel bad or you feel a different kind of feeling as what this man experienced. There's such an experience of joy. And the scripture that we read, in particular, David was a generous man. But have you ever thought, why would David become a giver and a generous person? What caused him to be generous? There must be something about that man. That man was truly a generous person. Ano ba yon? What caused him to be generous? And I believe we could learn from David. How many of you want to become generous? All right? And here's the point. You might not be today. That's fine. The goal is for us to develop this character or this virtue called generosity. Are you here with me? So here's number one. I believe David was generous because of what? Verse 11. Sabi po sa verse 11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. What caused him to be generous? I believe the reason why, because he knew and he knows God very well, that God is the source of all blessings. Everybody say, God is the source. For him, man is not the source. But there are times that when a need would hit us, what's the first thing that comes to our mind? Sweldo ko, kukunin ko. Kailangan pang bayad. Yung iba, hindi, wala nang pansweldo, naubos na. Sino yung utangan ko? Paano isa-settle to? Uy, lapitan mo si ganito. Uy, makiusap ka naman. Somehow, we have a different way of thinking. Maybe the reason why you have that kind of thinking, maybe you really don't know who God is as the God who has everything, who owns everything. All needs of every man boils down to God and God alone. What was the secret? Verse 3, sabi po rito, moreover, in addition to all that I have provided for the holy house, I have treasure of my own of gold and silver. Meron siyang dami niyang gold. And because of my devotion to the house of my God, I give it to the house of God. Here's what he was saying. Because I have a relationship with God and I love God and I've seen that God is the source of everything that I need. Giving is no problem. And it breaks every kind of problem of poverty, of people hoarding. Why is that? Because they think of God more than they could think of themselves. That is who David is. He knew his God well. My needs, bahala si Lord yan. Hindi ko problema yan. Pambayad ng bill, hindi ko problema yan. Pambayad ng tuition, problema ni Lord yan. Alam ni Lord kung saan papasok yung mga anak natin at kung ano sitwasyon natin. God is the source. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Here's the way he responded. Since he has a relationship with God, and I believe this is something that we could get from him. In Psalm 37, verse 3 to 5, it says here, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. How many of you want to have your desires in your heart be accomplished and be fulfilled? The key is you delight yourself with the Lord. Okay? Not only that, in verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust him. And what's those next words? And he will. All of us here have relationship with God. If you do. If Christ is Lord and Savior in your life, listen to this. God knows your need. And what he wants is this. You concentrate on our walk with the Lord. Because relationship starts with God. And every need that you have, here's God's word. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Dwell in the land. Be faithful. Just do your thing. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. And God will be the one to act in your behalf. Ang hirap paminsan ho maghintay. Ang hirap to trust the Lord. Why? Because we're taking matters in our own hands. Gusto natin, ang instinct natin, pag may need, Kailangan bayaran. Kailangan may pambayad ka agad. Lahat ng mga problema, kailangan may solusyon ka agad. Pero may mga bagay-bagay po sa buhay natin. It's beyond our reach. It's beyond our own strength. It's beyond our own resource. But God is saying, you gotta trust in me. You gotta delight yourself in me. You commit everything to me, and I will be the one to act in your behalf. Can you say amen? God says, trust and never worry. God says, delight in him, never doubt. God says, commit your way, his way, not our way. Not daddy's way. Not anybody's way. Not my boss way. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust him again, and he will be the one to act on our behalf. Are you here with me? There was a pastor in our fourth church, so Victory po. Victory Fort, he's the one heading the kids ministry. Pastor Mark and Wina, they have a child, a daughter. And the daughter starts praying about going to Singapore. They wanted to go to Singapore, all right, and check out Universal Studios, no? Ano nangyari po? Nagpe-pray yung anak. Tapos nag-iipon po sila papunta Singapore. Ito po nangyari, in the midst of the money is already ready to buy tickets, what happened was, the Lord spoke to Pastor Mark and Wina, and the Lord said, give all your money to the building fund. If you don't know what a building fund, we are now in the midst of completing our phase 2 building at the fort. All right, and how many of you were challenged to give to the fort? How many of you were giving to the fort? All right, and so we challenged everyone to give. And so, nangusap po ang Panginoon, nagbigay po sila. Eh, sabi niya ganun, Lord, ito po yung desire ng anak namin. Pero, Lord, sige, sabi mo, wala namang problema eh. Eh, sinabi mo eh. So, binigyan niya po yung whole money for Singapore. For some reason, somebody called in the phone and says, is this Pastor Mark? Is this Wina? You know, I really don't know you. I really don't know you at all, but we want you to know that God has spoke to us about blessing you to go to Singapore. All expense paid. Everything. And in fact, we're giving this credit card that you could use while you're in Singapore. Please use it. Whatever you can, the Lord spoke to us to bless you. Think about that. Mark and Wina never thought, never doubted their minds of giving that money. You know why? Because they know very well who is the source of their blessing and the source of their wealth. If I see them, I would ask them, Mark, what would your life become if you did hold that money? Ano kaya? Baka siguro pagdating nyo doon, pangbili lang ng popcorn, nahirap na. All expense paid. How many of you believe that God is the source of all your needs and wants? Can you give him a big, big hand for that? God is our source. What caused David to be generous? Verse 12, 14, here's what it says. Both riches and honor comes from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Verse 13. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people that we should be able to thus to offer willingly? For all things comes from you, and your own, and you own, and of your own have we given you. The reason why this man was so generous, a giver, not just that he knows that God is the source, but he knows very well that God owns everything. He owns everything. The shirt that you're wearing, I'm sorry to say, you don't own that shirt. The money that you just bought for that shirt, I'm sorry to say, you don't own that money. If you think that the bank that you, that the money that you have in your bank is your own by it, no, I'm sorry, you don't own it. Everything you see here, the Bible tells in Psalm 24, the whole earth is the Lord's. Everything that you have, everything that you're wearing today is not from you. God owns it. That is why our response is found in verse 13 that says, and now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. Lord, we thank you. Kaya nga, pag sinabi mo, Lord, bigay lang. Kasi nga, lahat galing sa iyo eh. Kung ano ko ngayon, dahil because, Lord, ikaw yun eh. Binigay mo sa amin eh. Yes, I believe there's a room for us to really work hard and do something because that's a virtue that we need to develop. Am I right? But everything else is owned by God. That's why giving to David is no problem. All the golds and silver that he has, paano yung family ko? Hindi nga siya nag-isip sa pamilya niya eh. Iniisip niya, eh sabi ni Lord eh, pag binigay ko to, bahala si Lord sa pamilya ko. Bakit? Kasi God owns everything. Are you here with me? Folks, let me tell you this, we will never run out of needs. As long as we live here, I promise you this, we will never run out of needs. And sometimes as we grow older, needs are growing and keep growing and prices are going up. Where would you hang on? Who will meet that need? The Bible tells us, my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. What are your needs? Are there things that you need to give up for God to come in so that you will trust him? You will commit your way. Are there things in your life that you have to let go for God to come in because you don't know his plan for you? His plan is greater than your plans. And maybe the very hindrance of the blessing is me, my selfishness. God wants to bless us. He owns everything. Part of the promise is what he wrote in verse 37. Psalm 37, verse 25. Sabi niya dito, I have been young, and now I'm old, when he wrote this, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his children begging for bread. Ang pamilya daw pong righteous, they're righteous not because of the good things that they've done, but because of the righteousness of God. Sabi niya, nung bata ako hanggang ngayon, na matanda na ako, wala pa ako nakitang righteous family na forsaken, na napabayaan. In fact, sabi niya, I've never seen their children begging for bread. Sabi niya ganon. Hindi talaga magpapabaya si Lord. Kasi covenant niya po sa atin yun. Hindi man siya magbabago at hindi kailan siya magbabago sa atin. Tayo yung nagbabago. And gusto mo padama ng Panginoon sa atin ito. Kaya nga po, ito, we were so encouraged when one of our leaders here, her name is Janica, alright? Janica is from UST. She posted on her FB. Let me just read what happened to Janica. Janica Aragones, sabi niya ganun, today I receive a blessing from the least expected person. Okay, sabi niya ganun, my daily way of commuting to school is to ride LRT, then a tricycle to UST. Okay? Early this morning, I was so lutang, okay, in English, she was so floating, alright, that I unconsciously left my wallet at home. Sounds family. Well, I guess both of us are from UST, alright? So, it's funny that I've reached LaGuardia Station and I've ridden the trike without noticing about it. When I was about to pay the tricycle driver, the revelation comes in, my wallet is missing and I have nothing to pay. What would you do when you're about to get out of that transportation that you ride and you all of a sudden you realize, my wallet is not around, I have nothing to pay the guy. Alright? I immediately apologize. Explain and ask the man and driver if I could pay him the next day. I have not finished my speech when he uttered these words. Sabi niya gano'n, Manong, naku, nakalimutan ko yung wallet ko. Pwede ko bang bayaran kayo bukas? Sabi nung manong, si driver, Sabi nga noon, iha, okay lang. Paano baon mo ngayong araw? O ito isang daan para lang may panggastos ka hanggang pauwi. Binigyan siya ni Manong driver, Janica, I wish you're here today. She's right now at the cinema. Di na niya ako pinabayad. Binigyan pa niya ako ng panggastos ko. He did not look at my offense. Instead, he was more concerned about me. More than just a relief, it was already a God moment for me. Woo! Can we give a Lord a big hand for that? Folks, the righteous will never be forsaken, or his children begging for bread. God owns everything, and he will find a way so that you will not be floating. He will find a way to pay back and grant whatever desires and need from that specific moment. He can do it. Andito bagay. Pero yung manong pa, imagine yung 100 pesos na yun. Eh baka pang pamilya na nung manong. Pero naisip niya si Iha. Iha, kailangan mo to. Ito, pambaon mo. Pauwi na. Lupit? Hindi po ba? God owns everything. He can do the miracle that you're believing God and asking God for. If you trust Him, commit your way, seek the Lord, He's going to come and show up and give what you want. Can you say amen? Amen. Thirdly, for David to be generous, he said, God is my source. God owns everything. Number three, verse 16, sabi niya po rito, O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own. I know, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart, I have freely offered all these things. And now I have been seeing your people who are present here offering freely and joyously to you. Giving, my friends, is an issue of the heart. Hoarding is an issue of the heart. The problem is the heart. The Bible says the righteous will never be forsaken. It's not about what I do, but who I am, that God made me righteous. And because of that, I could be generous. What is our response on this? What is David's response of his giving? He had a revelation. God is the source. God owes everything. Number three, God is generous. Ang issue po yung puso natin. Gusto natin yung tayo muna. Pamilya ko muna. Totoo lang, di ba? Pero, when you talk about generosity, whoever those who are in need, let's give, let's bless, let's be a blessing. Here's what our response, if God is generous, then we also need to be a giver and generous to others. If we have been a recipient of the blessing of God, then we could be a conduit of God's blessings to others. Are you here with me? Kung tayo mismo, tayo yung recipient eh, tayo mismo na-bless, hindi po ba tayo rin po dapat maging blessing sa mga taong nangangailangan? Nagagamitin po tayo ng Panginoon para maging blessing sa iba. Psalm 37 verse 21 says, the wicked borrows but does not pay back. But the righteous is what? Is generous and gives. The righteous. How many righteous men and women do we have here? Raise up your hands. Kung ganyan po kakonti, din yung mabibless. Kasi kayo po yung nagtaas ng kamay, kayo po yung mabibless. If you're not convinced that you are a son of God, or a daughter of God, and let me tell you this, giving will be a problem. Reading the Bible and talking about righteousness will be a problem because you don't know who you are. The Bible says we have become righteous, not because of the things we have done, but because of what Christ has done for us. when he died for all our sins. And part of that was he dealt poverty once and for all so that we will be blessed by God. Do you hear me? And that's the promise of God. The righteous will never be forsaken. The righteous will be a giver and generously give to those who are in need. There was this couple, all right? 2 years ago, we have an EN phase 2. Yung pinapakita po natin video dito. They started to give their pledge, love offering pledge for 12 months. They're trying to complete it. God is really good and able to bless us. That we completed our pledge in 10 months or 2 months ahead. A few months later, we were challenged again to give our pledge and give the completion of the remaining 50% of the building. And again, the Lord spoke to me and my wife to give for another 12 months of pledge. And again, God is faithful. His word to us. We finished the commitment 3 months ahead of time. Ito po nangyari. Sabi niya ganun, I'm not a mystical person. But in the time we completed in advance, both our pledges. Total 2 plus 3, 5. God bless us with 5 construction projects. More than beyond what we expect. Our God indeed is a generous God. Here's what the word of God says in Psalm 37 verse 26. He said, He is ever lending generously and His children become a blessing. Who's going to become a blessing? Us, His children. And our children literally will become a blessing. I remember back in 2000, medyo rewind po tayo ng konti. Yung victory po, 4,000 lang po kami nung time na yon. Whole of Victory Metro Manila, combined together, 4,000. Siguro mga 4,000 to 5,000 po yung mga nag-aatin ng victory all over, all across. Guess what? Itong Metro East, mas marami pa po tayo sa buong victory nung back in 2000. Marami pa yung Victory Metro East, itong local church, compared to the whole victory back in the year 2000. In the year 2000, we were challenged to build our own building at the Ford, which is the phase one. And my family and my wife said, Lord, we are in need. And it's not enough for us to meet all our needs, so we're going to give. And, you know, we sacrificed 2 of our love offerings in a month. 2 months of what I received. So, it's a staggered thing. And so, it was a step out in faith. And so, we said, okay, why don't we write down on the legacy wall when we reach that amount, all right? It said, Lord, bless it. And we wrote the legacy wall of the names of our children. All right? And we showed the names of our children there, Andre, Isabel, and Jermaine, all right? And so, I showed that, all right? So that every time they will visit, they'll see their names and say, hey, look, we dedicate that generosity because of who God is and it's dedicated to you. And so, nakasulat po yung mga pangalan nila dyan. Now, recently po, back in May, April, May, I was asked to do a presentation for our building phase 2. Ito na po nangyari. And my kids were there. All right? My kids were there. And, you know, as a pastor, of course, based on the generosity, we challenge people to give. And so I did. And when I presented, the person who heads the phase 2 building showed up and made another call for people to give. And guess what? During that moment, my son, the youngest, all right, I have 3. I have Andre, Isabel. My Jermaine, the youngest, was so challenged, was so burdened. Here's what he said. Mom, Dad, all the savings that I have in the bank, I want to give it to the building fund. And when I found out how much, deep within me, I said, this son of mine must be kidding. Are you sure you're going to? Yeah. I'm going to give it to the building fund. And so for us, it's the Lord's. And so when we were there, all right, okay, I want you to point your names there and show who you are. And so that son of mine in the middle, all right, says, I want to give. And guess what? He stepped out in faith with that amount. To me, when I saw how much money, di ko nga alam eh. Pagdating, ha! Sigurado ba ito? Para ako yung, teka muna. Ako yung nag-doubt eh. But you know what? How many of you know God is a personal God? He was challenged. And He's willing to give it all. You know what? Here's what the Word of God says. He is ever lending generously and His children become a blessing. Our children will become a blessing. Isn't it? This is what we want. It's not just for me. It's for the children and the next generation. And that's why it's so important. If we have a revelation that God is a generous God and He will meet every needs that we have, say amen. Why is that? In Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also give Him graciously, give us all things? Talking about Father's Day, our Heavenly Father, He gave us His own, everything, His Son, gave it up for us. Then how much more for us will He give us graciously all things? Everybody say, all things. Let me ask you, how many of you believe really that God is a generous God? And you know what? Sir, you've been generous. Guess what? God is a generous God. You know what? Since you gave your donuts to this man and women, guess what? We have a special donut for you, all right, to be given. Because let me tell you this, if God is a generous God, God wants you to bless not with Dunkin' Donuts, but with Jayco Donuts. And so, sir, since you are so generous, all right, don't you ever give me, all right? Give it to someone else, or this is yours, because God is generous God. Can we give God a big, big round of applause? God is a generous God. He will never run out. There will always be needs. Don't try God. You step out in faith. You commit your way to the Lord. You delight yourself in the Lord because that's who our God is. His nature is He is a generous God. Why are we going to be a blessing, a giver and generous person? Why? God is our source. Not man. Not our boss. Not your job. God. God owns everything. He owns exactly. Name it. He owns everything. And God is a generous God. As we leave this place, understanding God's generosity enables us to be generous. Our Father did not spare His own Son for us, but all the more gave His Son generously. So how much more us, all the needs that we have, would God give generously, graciously, so that we could, our needs will be met. Can you say amen? I don't want to pray for us. Everybody listen up. I do want to pray for you. We will be generous. I pray that we will just be like Jesus. Just like David. When the world hoards, when the world saves so much for themselves, yeah, we will save a little, but we'll be generous enough to be a blessing. Can you say amen? Let's bow our heads right now. Lord, I thank You for this afternoon. Thank You, Lord God, for every person that's here today. Thank You, Lord, for who You are. For You are a God who is our source. You are a God who has every need that we have. Lord, today we repent, Lord. We repent for not stepping out in faith. We repent from pride. We repent that we work things out according to our way. That we have not commit it to Your way rather than our way, Lord God. Lord, we want to repent about this. Lord, we repent, Lord, for doubting. We repent for fear. We repent for unbelief. We repent for worrying, Lord. And Lord, today I thank You that You've promised everyone You are generous. You are our source. And you hold everything that we need. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we will just be exactly like you. I pray, Lord God, for a revelation of who you are so that we could be like you, Lord. I pray for the spirit of faith. I pray for a thankful heart, Lord. Not a grumbling, complaining heart, but a thankful heart. And Lord, I pray for the spirit of generosity. Lord, I pray, even as you challenge us to be givers, for there will be more blessing, even beyond our imagination. So Father, we commit every one of you today. We say thank you that you will cause us here in every service, at 5 p.m. service, and every single one of us here will be generous, joyfully giving, freely offering a conduit of God's blessing for others. Thank you, Lord God.